This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
Welcome into The Drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive!
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielma, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
Let's do it. It is Friday. Great stuff with Mike Claiborne in the first hour. Appreciate everybody that texted in. A lot of you texted in. I know a 217 said would love to hear a two-hour show with Mike Claiborne. Amen. That would be, I wish I could just listen to that and not have to host it. Although I'd have a lot of fun. I'd have a lot of fun hosting that. John of Camargo, I could listen to Claves tell stories all day long. I totally agree. All right, it is Friday. That means we got two things. We got who you got, and that means it's almost the weekend. And that is a heck of a lot better than who you got, let's be honest, even though we love Hans. But when it's this,
they go hand in hand.
Yeah, they do. They do. They honestly do. So when it's this close to the weekend, we always kind of celebrate the fact that we made it through another week. And now with the idea that restaurants, bars in Champaign County for sure, and a lot of places are starting to reopen. I know a little bit of a capacity. There's still some, obviously, guidelines you have to follow. Hopefully, you know, we're not out of the tunnels, like as we say, but we're getting there. And I've asked everybody to send in. It's a free shout-out for your favorite bar or restaurant today. So, and even if you own it, send it in. So everybody, I mean, it's been a hard run for a lot of these restaurants and bars, the ones that are still open. If you've got a favorite one, send it in, and we'll give a shout-out to that restaurant or bar the rest of the hour. And hopefully, again, my idea behind this, not only to recognize all of those that are still fighting through this, but hopefully somebody will hear a name of a bar or a restaurant and say, you know what? Boom, that's where we're going tonight, or that's where we're going tomorrow to eat, so we can support some of our local establishments. But before we do that, let's all celebrate the fact that we've made it to another Friday, and in honor of Hank Aaron, here's to you. Quick stories real quick. Larry said he was able to see Shaq at the Assembly Hall. Do you guys remember that? I didn't see it, but I do remember the game. I mean, I saw the game. It's on TV, I believe. John in Monticello, when I was in grade school, my folks were huge Cardinals fans. It happened several times that if Bob Gibson was pitching, we'd all load up in the station wagon. That's classic. And drive down to St. Louis, watch the game, come back home. Great memories. Amen to that. Mike Wallner, our buddy. Lon, I have a similar story to your Jordan story. I was at a PGA show in Orlando. Scalped some tickets to go see Shaq in his rookie year. We sat down, they introduced the lineups, and they announced Tree Rollins as the starting center. Shaq had dropped a bottle on his foot, and he had to miss the game. He ended up playing 81 of 82 games that year.
Man.
That's great. All right, for some of our restaurant bars, please keep those coming in, because we want to recognize all of these that we can. 217 said, Tumble In. Not a bad little spot at all. 217, the Corn Crib in Newman, Illinois. Another 217, Charlie's and Homer. Scott says Joe's Pizza in Paris. 309 said Tailgaters Bar and Grill in Leroy. Tristan said, got a shout out to Pandemonium Donuts on Windsor. Best donuts in CU. A 614 said the wife and I are on the way to Manzella's right now. Looking forward to supporting a local establishment again. Amen. Mark says Charlie's Grub and Suds and Homer. John sent in a few. The Wild Hair Bar and Grill, Pizza Roma, and Blue Star Family Restaurant. All of those are in Fisher, the home of the bunnies. I wonder if everybody's ever said Fisher and not said the home of the bunnies. And I wonder if Fisher people get tired of that. Maybe John will send that back in and let me know. Do Fisher people get tired of the fact that it's like, oh, you're from Fisher, the home of the bunnies? Probably.
You think?
Maybe not. Maybe that's a source of pride, and it should be. Jim said Rocks in St. Joe, great place. 217, Filippo's Pizza in Monticello, RIP Hank Aaron. Yeah, Tim in Farmer City, we did mention that high school sports in our region, they've been given the go-ahead to play games. So on that, the North 40 in Gifford, 217 there. John says a shout-out to Mama T's Pizza and Subs in Beaumont. David in Urbana, Dave's Dogs, food truck that does late-night food on campus, not reopened yet, but will soon. Casa Del Mar over by you guys at 217, good call. And Greg says Bunny's Bar. Haven't been to Bunny's in a while. That's the place. The best beer chili you'll ever have, mark my word. Especially on a day like today, if you're hungry and ready for a cold beer, head to Bunny's for the beer chili. Keep them coming. 359-2255. We also got Daly's in Philo. We also have the American Tap in Chrisman. My buddy Terry running that one, doing a great job down there, Terry and Sarah. Let's see. Cactus Grill, amazing Mexican from a 217. So good stuff there. Please keep them coming in. We want to hear, and we want to give a shout out to all of our area restaurants and bars that are still fighting through. All right, Derek Piper.
Quick update for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Illinois women's volleyball team is up 2-1 in Iowa City right now.
Okay.
It is 4-4 in the fourth set.
Here we go. Remember that national title game? Illinois was up 2-0 in that.
That's correct, yeah.
We were so close. I never realized how much I loved volleyball until that run by that Illinois volleyball team. And in the national title game, was that UCLA, USC? Who was the foe that night? I can't recall. I mean, it's easy to find, I know, on Google. But I think, if I'm right, Illinois was up 2-0. And they end up losing. Now, I thought for sure Illinois was going to win a national title with Kevin Hambly. And, of course, Chris Thomas has taken over, and he's continued the winning ways for Illinois. I think Illinois was picked to finish, like, eighth in the Big Ten, which a lot of people are like, well, that's not very good. Well, guess what? If you're eighth in the Big Ten, you're probably still the 25th-ranked team in the country. That's how good the Big Ten is at volleyball. Illinois
Final rest. Four game, by the way.
Oh, it was Final Four. I thought it was the championship. I thought it was the national title. That's my bad. All right. So, but yeah, they're playing right now, and that's a good call there. We'll keep us updated on that. Illinois Wasn't wrestling the, tonight.
I have this right.
I thought it was the title game.
Final Four against Nebraska. Stanford beat Nebraska in the national title.
Oh, shoot. I got that wrong. Dang it. All right. It was a good, yeah, Nebraska, the team that I think, yeah, I mean, obviously from the Big Ten, I think you'd beaten them. So, yeah.
Nebraska was a 7 seed. You were a 3 seed.
Ooh. To get to that national title. That's my fault that I messed that up. All right, Illinois basketball. And we're still getting a lot of bars and restaurants coming in. I promise I'll get to them here in a second. I'm not going to forget you. So send those in at 359-2255. Latest NCAA basketball net rankings are out. Derek, I know we shouldn't have to explain this again, but for people like me, what exactly are the net rankings? How do they come up with net rankings?
It's replaced the RPI.
Okay.
So it's the statistical data that the selection committee,
mm-hmm.
their community.
Yeah.
They look at that to determine seeding and all that. That really weighs heavily as far as where you're going to be placed in the tournament. So right now, it looks at, they've broken it down, quad one, quad two, quad three. You hear that a lot as far as the wins there. Being at home factors in, road, and then it also takes into account a team's ranking throughout a full season. So you could play Duke, so to say, and I know that people will say, well, that's a top 10 win. They were mm-hmm. ranked 10th in the country at the time in the AP poll. Well, based on the net rankings, it's going to look at where Duke is across the entire season. So if they don't finish so strong, that win doesn't weigh as heavily.
Is this true when I say this? The rankings, the committee could care less what you're ranked.
I'm not on the committee, so I don't necessarily know that, but I, based on the net, that is correct.
Okay. It's more of you're ranked, so you get your scores scrolled on the bottom of ESPN and some of the national sports shows. You get your highlights on, like, SportsCenter. And certainly, if you're ranked, then the committee. But the committee's not going to say, whoop, Illinois is ranked ninth, so they deserve a top three seat. In other words, in situations like that, they're right. going to be look at it and say, well, Illinois is ranked ninth, but in the net, they're second, so they're gonna we're going to give them a two seed, you know, the best two seed or something, in other words. Or it could work the other way.
Because the top 25, the AP poll, it's media voting on that. It's exactly. idiots like me who say, oh, Illinois right now is ninth. But depending on what they are, net rankings, which, again, they factor in a lot of the statistical strength of schedule, all that. So, for example, the win at Duke. Duke was number 10 in the country at that time. Now, should there be some kind of value placed on that's who Duke was at that point? I don't know, because that was preseason. A lot of that was built into the preseason
look at Duke. I would say no.
Yeah,
right. I would say no, because people like Duke are always going to get the benefit of the doubt to be ranked and such, even
yes.
if they end up this season not even, like, let's say, making the tournament.
So that pushes back on that. And I think in the past, it has mattered what the team was ranked at the time when you beat them. But okay. now this, again, Duke in the net rankings right now is 93.
Wow.
So that's not even a quad one win on the row. It's quad two.
How often in your life are you going to win a game at Cameron Indoor and it's not even that helpful for you? Not often. I know people that don't like puke would love for that day to walk around where all of a sudden it's like, oh, you remember Duke? They used to be really good. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? That'd be cool almost to say that. Sorry, Duke fans. So Illinois in the latest NCAA basketball net rankings in the top 10 still.
Still in the top 10. Two quad one wins out of six opportunities. So yeah. 2-4 in quad ones. Losses of that variety to Baylor, at Missouri, at Rutgers. Oddly enough, beating Northwestern on the road was a quad one win.
Really? Now, that can change, though, like you said.
They could fall out. They're 71, and if you're on the road against a team in the top 75,
okay.
it's a quad one. So
okay.
if Northwestern slips, which they are slipping.
Yes, they are.
That could fall off. Penn State is a quad one win, winning at State College because they are 41 in the net. Lost to Ohio State. That was a quad one opportunity.
Okay.
That one's going to sting.
The top 10, by the way, Baylor, number one.
And before we move on real quick, your next four games
Ooh.
Are quad one opportunities. Iowa, at Indiana, Wisconsin, at Michigan.
Isn't it funny we play now the two teams that played last night, Indiana getting the upset at Iowa City, 81-69. So now you play Iowa. That's here, right?
Yes.
How many home games in a row have we played?
That will be four in a row.
Four in a row. Okay. So Illinois and Iowa next Friday, a week from tonight, I guess. And then you'd play Indiana. And then after that, you got Wisconsin at home.
Wisconsin at home and then at Michigan.
At Michigan. Okay. And tonight, Michigan, by the way, number seven, Michigan, 12-1 overall. They have one loss in the Big Ten. And that came to Minnesota. They are at Purdue tonight. And that Purdue team, Matt Painter, is that not just I say this, it's not like Purdue ever like is overwhelmingly dominant in the NCAA tournament, but it's one of those where I wouldn't want to play Purdue in the Big Ten tournament, for instance. Hey, by the way, have they ruled or were talking about shifting the Big Ten tournament to Indianapolis, right? Did they ever make that rule or did they ever finalize the decision? Because right now it's supposed to be in Chicago, but since the NCAA tournament is going to be basically played in Indianapolis, makes all the sense to me that you would shift the Big Ten tournament there, you get into that bubble, and then you're good to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was either last week or the week before, John Rostingen tweeted out that the Big Ten was looking at shifting it from Chicago to Indianapolis. Nothing official has been announced by the league yet, but it does, like you said, make a lot of sense with the tournament being in Indianapolis / Indiana, because there's going to be a site
yep.
in Bloomington, site in West Lafayette as well.
The latest net rankings, of course, I think overall by the rankings top 25, Gonzaga's still number one, Baylor's number two. Illinois fans know how good Baylor is. Iowa fans know how good Gonzaga is. But right now in the net rankings, Baylor number one. I think I agree with that. It's probably childish of me to say that. I don't know if childish is the right word because they beat Illinois, I just think maybe. But I'm telling you, what I watched in Baylor, good luck. Good luck beating that team. Baylor 1, Gonzaga 2, Michigan 3, Houston is number 4. Am I supposed to take that serious? Are they that good? I'm not even ripping on Houston. I mean, is like Olajuwon back and Drexler and the crew?
No, that is not the case. They do have a win. They beat Texas Tech, which is a good win. They beat Boise State. Boise State's a good team. They're actually 13th in the net.
Wow.
Their only loss is at Tulsa, but they're not. I mean, they're playing in the American Conference where you're not getting a whole lot of opportunities. Honestly, I haven't watched a lot of Houston basketball.
That's why it surprises me they're fourth, because they don't get many opportunities to move up the net rankings in my mind. So I could understand if they were AP top 25 fourth, but in this, it surprises me. But there again, I don't know as much about this. So Houston 4, Iowa 5, that may change. Tennessee 6, they just got drilled by like 26 or something to Florida the other night. Virginia 7, Villanova 8, Illinois 9, and Alabama 10. What that list is telling me right now and showing me, Baylor and Gonzaga should be 1 and 2. I think they're both undefeated, and both of those teams, I think, are hands down the favorites to win the NCAA title this year.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They've been clearly the most impressive. The fact that Michigan is now number 3 means they're creeping up into that same, maybe not the same realm there, but just a step below. I know they took that loss on the road to Minnesota. See what they do tonight. But right now, Michigan in line based on the net rankings for a 1 seed in the tournament.
Hey, Hans, can you do me a favor and just, can you just find out? I know Derek can do it right now, but I want to put a little more emphasis on this. Can you find out what Kentucky's record is right now? And just, I want you to just tell me that when you're ready. I just want to put some emphasis on this. I want to make sure that we point out when the Wildcats, who seemingly whenever they want to recruit, can just take whoever they want. Illinois has lost a few to them, and everybody decides they're going to go to Kentucky. What is Kentucky's record?
Kentucky is 4-9 overall and 3-3 in the conference.
Can you say that one more time?
4-9 overall and 3-3 in the conference. Everything is awesome.
When you're Kentucky and you suck, everything is awesome. Take that Calipari.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
We have some fun with these net rankings here.
Okay, let's do that. Kentucky. Hans, that's all we needed, by the way, out of you. Thank you. Is Southern ranked ahead of Kentucky in the net rankings?
I believe they are.
Oh, yes! Do it like a big dog, uh-huh. Do it.
Let me find Southern.
Do it.
No, they're not.
Do it loud.
Crap.
That's all right.
179 for Southern.
It's only because we haven't played.
Yeah, Drake is 11th.
They are good.
So beat Drake and you'll be
okay
on the climb.
I don't see that happening, but okay.
Kentucky 95th in the net ranking.
95th. How are they even that high?
Don't know.
So is there, let me ask
Duke
you this.
Duke 93rd.
Wow.
Michigan State 85th.
Whew. Derek, is there a good possibility?
Got one more for you.
What's the other?
North Carolina, 55th.
Oh, I was going to say something about Carolina. Is there a possibility that Duke and Kentucky both miss the NCAA tournament? Please tell me yes.
Yes. Everything is
awesome. We don't have to watch Duke and Kentucky. Those teams suck. Yes!
Sorry,
Duke hasn't beaten anybody.
No.
Nobody. And they're back-to-back losses against Pitt and Vautech.
Of course, we now, ironically, need them to win.
Yeah, it's a good call.
To keep helping our, although they may be so far down now, it doesn't even matter. I don't know that they're creeping back into the 75, although when you're playing in the ACC, I guess you'd have a chance to play some teams that would vault you up quicker than maybe some teams, like Southern, for instance.
Yeah, they'll have a chance. Virginia, Clemson's up there, Louisville.
Got it.
And they had a handful of games canceled or postponed as well, so they haven't even played that many games. They just haven't beaten anybody.
Well, all right. Anything else on that? By the way, the news today, IHSA reverses their decision. All sports now allowed in Phase 4. Congratulations to all the coaches, players, parents. Congrats. I hope that you know, I hope we stay where we're at. I hope we continue to get this done. And I hope that all the kids, I call them kids, I guess they are, I hope they're able to fulfill, and especially the seniors, I hope they're able to play their senior year. All right, we got who you got coming up. But first, I asked everybody today to send in their restaurants and bars, just your local, your favorite. Doesn't even have to be your favorite. Just one that you enjoy going to have a cold beer, cold Coke, whatever, or a restaurant you love to eat. We're slowly getting through this pandemic, and I just want to give a shout-out to all of those still open. You guys have done a great job today in sending these in, so I want to read what we have so far. You can continue to send them in at 359-2255. Lola's in Potomac. That was from Darren. Never been to Lola's. Greg said they got good apple pie shots at Bunny's. I've kind of graduated to the non-shots now.
You've graduated to the non-shots?
Like, I don't do them anymore, unless it's a tailgate at my house, in which Piper took part, I think, in that one. A 217, by the way, did say, I did not grow up in Fisher, but live there now. I get very tired of hearing, oh, you're a bunny. Well, you didn't grow up there, so you don't get to. Bart, the Liquor Box in Oakwood, I've been there. Tacarbone, is that how you say that? I should know that. It's down in Tuscola. Carbon Bar and Grill, or it might be Carbone. I'm sorry if it is. I apologize. What else? Alexander Steakhouse in Champaign. That's from Josh and Muhammad. Great place. Love going to Alexander's. Shout out to Jennifer. J&J's in the Log Cabin in Camargo. Good call there, John. The Log Cabin again in Camargo. The old River Rats. And is that it? Is that it? All Legions and VFWs. Good call, Lindy. All the Legions and VFWs, in our areas. Baldorado's at Lincoln Square Mall. Best sandwich on the planet, hands down. That's from Brian. Keep sending them in. 359-2255. Give a shout-out to all our great restaurants and bars in our area. It can be from small towns. It can be from Champaign-Urbana. We want to hear them. We want to continue to give them some publicity as we get out of this pandemic, hopefully, and things start looking up. For sure. All right. It's never really that exciting when Hans D comes on. But when we come back, it is Who You Got. Grab Bag Edition with Hans D. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck. Movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy, or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hey, everybody. Jay Lehman here. If you're in need of a new washer, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World in Champaign has you covered. They've got laundry pairs that are on sale and in stock. Maybe you're thinking you missed out on their big New Year's sale. Well, it's not too late. Quantities are still available, and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World always guarantees the best deal with a free 10-year warranty. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, located off I-74 on Neal Street, or online at appliance-world.com.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
I'm Brian Laird. I'm the pharmacy manager of OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center here in Urbana. One of the things with this vaccine is it has been proven to be safe and effective. One of the great things about the vaccine is that it's 95% effective for the Moderna and the Pfizer both so far. That's an amazing efficacy that we have. So that means it's going to work about 95% of the time. We all know that COVID fatigue is real. Even in my family, we experience it. We don't like wearing masks. We don't like being told that we can't eat at restaurants. We don't like not going to Illini games. We don't want this to continue. The way out of this is by getting the vaccine. The COVID fatigue is a real thing, and hopefully it can be lessened, if not eliminated, by getting the vaccine in the coming months. The vaccine is something that we really want to stress is important. It's going to be our best shot to get out of this pandemic. If you have questions, I want to make sure that you have the right answers to those questions. So osfhealthcare.org is a great resource that you can turn to, osfhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you own a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable. We are a licensed Amana dealer and are standing by to help you anytime, day or night. Call me, Gina, at 352-5400 or at abcheatingandac.com.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mentors play a powerful role in providing young people with the tools to strive and thrive. Almost 600 CU community members currently serve as mentors to local community school children. Many more students are asking for mentors. A virtual training will be held January 26th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Visit cu121.org or call the Champaign or Urbana School District.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Area-Wide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Area-Wide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
Has this season of life got you down? Hi, this is Rob Dahlhaus, Executive Director at CU at Home, with some encouragement for you. Back in mid-June, CU at Home and Austin's Place decided to keep the men's and women's emergency shelters open throughout winter and beyond. That's right, friend. For the first time in 20 years, we have a year-round shelter again available in our community. Even with this COVID season, God is still good and still blessing us beyond measure. Please mark your calendars for One Winter Night 2021, held on Friday, February 5th. Be on the lookout for more details. Please visit CUathome.us and join the team today.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Let me tell you about CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They know that your business needs help when keeping walkways and parking lots free of ice, particularly on Monday here coming up. Stay winter ready with ice melt products from CMI. And don't forget to check out Trax Buster to help remove the white film that the ice melt causes indoors.
Nice.
It will protect and extend the life of your floor and keep it looking shiny and new. Find out all about their products at CMIclean.com or give them a call at 217-359-6262. That's 217-359-6262.
What is this? Hans? Is this you?
No, it's not me. It's a good song, though.
It is?
Yeah.
Don't know it. I know this. All right, College of Aces text line. Billy Bob's in Ogden, Murdoch's in Loda. Not to be confused with Loda's Bar in Murdoch. Ah! Does anybody know there's a Murdoch, Illinois? It's down by Camargo, my stomping grounds. Murdoch's in Loda. Billy Bob's and Mean Mug's in Ogden. The Old Bank Inn. Great food in Leroy. Thank you, Rick. Matt Monticello, or Matthew, I'm sorry. How about the Field House? Shout out to Michelle there in Monticello. Great place. Keep them coming. 359-2255. 217-359-2255. We are giving shout-outs to all the area restaurants and bars. And listen, I hope I say one of their names tonight, and I hope everybody says, oh, I've never been to that one. I'm going to go visit. So please try to do that. All right. Hans D. is with us on a Friday. That means one thing. It is time for Who You Got. Oh, it didn't trigger.
Wow.
It is time for Who You Got. Yeah.
I come in here once a week, and you can't get the intro music to play at the right time.
Do you know the pressure that is under me?
Oh.
To know that you're in here? By the way, I fired you today.
Yeah.
But it didn't look like it.
Again?
Yeah. Didn't look like it stopped you from coming in. Yeah. Are we talking hockey?
We're talking hockey.
Let's do it.
First up, we have the Red Wings at the Blackhawks. Chicago's favored by 135. I don't really understand this, but that's what ESPN said.
Chicago's favored you know by what? 135.
I do understand the over-under, and that's six.
We got a lot to teach Hans here about gambling.
I'm laughing with you, Hans, because I have said that on the air. I'm like, they're plus 100. They're like a 100-point favorite. What is minus 135?
Their money line price is minus 135.
Okay. Meaning?
You'd have to bet $135 to win 100.
Okay. Hans, he had that look on his face like, why would I do that?
The more you know.
The more you know. So right in this game, though, Hans, the Red Wings, if you bet on them, you'd win more money because they would
be plus money.
Plus money. So,
okay.
All right, Red Wings and Blackhawks. Blackhawks are 0-3-1. It's time. It is time for Chicago to get a win. I still don't like the Red Wings. Never have, never will.
I do.
Well, I should pause on that because thanks to you picking the Red Wings one night, we cashed in on a five-game parlay. By the way, we lost.
We got gutted last night.
Colorado loses, and we would have had another five-game parlay.
We had 4 out of 5. Colorado's up 2-0 against the Kings.
Man.
Lon goes to bed.
I did.
And everything falls apart.
I totally did. I texted you guys because you guys were texting, and I didn't want my phone continue to go off. So I'm like, hey, boys, I'm heading to bed. Dang it.
Yep.
I'm now like 23.
I just saw that email that you sent.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I'm like 22-4 betting hockey
That's
right
crazy.
Now.
That's crazy.
But a lot of the losses, like the four losses of all, three of the four have been in parlays. In other words, I haven't won money 22 times. I've just parlayed it all. I don't know. Hockey must be easy to bet if I'm winning at it. Or easier, I'll put it that way. All right, I'm going Blackhawks. They're due. Let's get her down against the Wings.
Next up, the undefeated Golden Knights.
He knows that.
Yeah,
hockey's not.
Oh, so you're not even
going? No, Hans just throwing disrespect my way.
It sounded like a conclusion.
I'm tuned into the hockey this year, man.
He's like an expert now, Hans.
Yeah. The Red Wings hold a special place in my heart.
Yes.
In that parlay, but. I agree. The Blackhawks have goaltender issues, defensive issues. They're giving up 5 goals in their 4 games. How about that stat for you?
Look at you.
They win tonight, though.
Okay.
Hawks.
Boom.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
The undefeated Golden Knights at the Coyotes. 1-2-1. That's a fun record. And Vegas, the money line price is 175.
Minus
175 for Vegas.
Okay. Derek told me that Arizona went into Vegas, lost twice. Now they're back in Arizona, And Vegas is a team, unlike the Hawks who haven't won, they haven't lost. So you'd think they'd be due to lose, but not yet. Not against Arizona.
I got to follow Lon. Lon's been spot on here. I'm wondering if this is the moment, similar to the Avalanche last night. But
I think Vegas is going to win the Cup.
Yeah. Your team.
That means Alex Pietrangelo. And then you talk about a piped up. I'm going to go on about a two-hour piped up on Vegas.
We'll go with Vegas.
Okay.
The Kings at the Blues.
Is that tonight?
That is tomorrow night.
Okay, I was going to say.
7 p.m. Who you got?
Kings 1-1-2. That means they've tied twice, to those that don't follow hockey. Blues 2-1-1. They've won twice, lost one, tied one. Trevor calls it the dumbest rule in sports. Blues are at home. The Kings have always kind of been a little bit of a nemesis to the Blues. I think Kopitar's still playing. He's still stinking playing. Retire already. Although he's probably only like 28. These kids start playing when they're 12. I'll go Blues, though, at home. Get her done.
I was waiting for Hans to move on.
Notes.
Following along here, Blues at home.
Boom.
For sure.
Okay.
Next up to the NBA, we have the Chicago Bulls at the Charlotte Hornets. The Bulls are 6-8, as well as the Hornets. Charlotte's favored by 3 points tonight at 6 p.m.
Can I honestly say something right now? I didn't know that the Charlotte Hornets were still a team. I thought they had moved or something. Or did a team move to Charlotte?
It was the Charlotte Bobcats.
Oh, that's what happened. Did they used to be the Hornets, then they were the Bobcats, now they're the Hornets? Is that what happened?
Well, they were the New Orleans Hornets.
Oh, I'm so confused.
It was Charlotte Hornets, New Orleans Hornets, Charlotte Hornets.
And Michael Jordan owns the Charlotte.
Oh, wait. No, I got it mixed up.
Oh.
Because New Orleans stayed there. They're the Pelicans. Charlotte took back, because the Bobcats was a terrible name, took back
They took back the Hornets.
I hope I'm correct.
I think sounds right.
Why are they confusing us?
Is Glenn Rice and Matt Geiger and Kendall Gill
Muggsy's
still playing?
Questionable
and
to go tonight.
Good call. And then the Bulls. I didn't know they'd won six games. I'll go Bulls. Let's go.
They've been watchable this year.
Have they really?
Shout out to the Bulls. No Wendell Carter tonight. That's a significant loss for them.
Is Otto Porter putting up some points for the Bulls?
He's doing all right.
Okay.
Garrett Temple's been good. Levine's been great.
Really?
Averaging like 28 a game. I'll take the Bulls on the road.
B.J. Armstrong?
Yeah, he's serviceable, you know.
John Sally doing some things.
You got to beat Lonzo. Not Lonzo. LaMelo.
LaMelo. How many balls are now in the NBA?
Dose.
Just two. Isn't there a third kid, but he's not very good?
Yeah, there's a third ball somewhere.
He's like in Greece making $800,000 a year, poor kid.
LiAngelo, not any good.
No. Okay. He's the Hans D of the Bulls.
Oof.
Oh, yeah. Hey, a 217 said Jay's place in Gibson City. I've never been to that. Cast Iron Pub in Tuscola. Great burgers and beer selection. Good call, Austin. Cast Iron Pub.
Next NBA matchup, the Boston Celtics at the Philadelphia 76ers.
Go!
Celtics are 8-5. 76ers are 10-5. Philly's favored by 4.5 points, 6:30 tonight.
Wait, 10-5?
That's what I got. Yep. 8-1 at home.
They haven't played that many games, have they?
Yes, 10-5. That's what I see.
I didn't know that. I thought the Sixers were just like 8-1 overall.
Not a true 76ers fan.
I guess not. I was watching this game the other night. Shout out Philo Tavern. And the Celtics were winning the game the entire time without Jamal Tatum.
Jason.
Who's Jamal Tatum? Is he like a just somebody in my head?
He used to play. Was he a not a Southern guy, right?
That's who it is. That's exactly right. That's why I always get that confused. He was a dog. All right. Jason Tatum didn't play the other day, and the Celtics led most of that game. And I'm like, okay, Philly, if you don't win today, if you don't win tonight, I'm done with you. Until you can prove that you can beat Boston, I'm done with you. Well, they came back and won. Embiid had a huge game. And guess what? We're going to make it a clean sweep this week. I'll go Sixers by 11.
Ooh.
And I hate odd numbers.
I had recommended the Sixers against the Celtics the other night, and I was sweating it. Because like you said, Boston was up. I'm like, oh, I forgot that whole dynamic where Boston just wins every time.
Exactly.
Against the Sixers. But Tatum is out yet again. Seth Curry's coming back for the Sixers tonight. Nice little shooter.
Look out.
And Embiid put 42 on the Celtics on Wednesday. He'll dominate them again. Sixers at home. Sweeping it.
Boom. Freddie on the College of Aces text line says, back alley in Arcola. I hope that's the name of a bar. I kid. Back alley in Arcola. Good little Arcola shout out. Need to get down to like Sullivan to the toy bar. Keep them coming. 359-2255. Hansi.
The NFL playoffs.
Oh, here we go.
The Battle of the Bay. The Buccaneers at the Packers. Packers are 7-1 at home. Green Bay is favored by 3.5 points. Over under 52.
I am waiting for Derek Piper on this one. I've got to go Green Bay. And I said yesterday or the day before, whenever we did that, that I don't think it's going to be that close. I think Green Bay wins this one by a couple touchdowns. I'll take the Packers, and Aaron Rodgers is going to play in another Super Bowl.
Not that anyone cares about my personal interests here.
Yeah, yeah.
But my fiance is a Saints fan. My best friend is a Bucks fan. I picked the Bucks on the show last week, got crap as soon as I got home.
That's right.
Earlier this week, I said I lean Packers. Got some hate mail in my inbox from my buddy out there. But I'm going Packers.
Okay.
I think the Packers in a close one at home. Don't think they can stop Rodgers. I'm worried about the Bucks defending the pass. And their defense is better than maybe some have given them credit for. I'll give a shout-out to Adam in Tuscola. Called me out a little bit on the text line yesterday. Jair Alexander. He's been great.
He's been great, but
there's just something with Lattimore and Mike Evans where Evans just doesn't get any work.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Adam was calling you out.
He was. And Alexander's been awesome. Probably one of the best. I mean, up there with Jalen Ramsey.
Amen.
I just don't think... I don't think the Bucks have enough to get it done, unfortunately, out there.
Freddie said the official name is the Back Alley Saloon there in Arcola. 217, good spirits, great food and drink specials every day. Farmer's City. Is that what it's called? Oh, good spirits. My fault is what it's called. Randy, I see you. I see you. Shout out to the Silver Bullet in Urbana. That's it. Matt says bad weather will be in favor of the Buccaneers. Will be in favor? What does that mean?
They're a team that can run the football on Green Bay. That's kind of the formula for them.
Okay.
And we saw the Rams have success. If it takes Rodgers out of, like, here's the thing, though. 1 to 3 inches of snow isn't enough to slow down that passing game, and Rodgers will be in his element right there. So I don't know. If that's the case, Ronald Jones on the ground. Bet the over.
Boom.
Anytime touchdown.
Boom. I'm with you on that.
Did you guys appreciate my title of this game, the Battle of the Bay? Tampa Bay, Green Bay?
I didn't appreciate that at all, I guess.
Okay.
Nope.
You guys don't know
That's what I say to that.
Okay,
did
next
you
up.
Say...
No.
No, we didn't appreciate it.
No, thank you very much. Next up, we have the Bills at the Chiefs. The Chiefs are 14-2 overall, 6-2 at home. Kansas City's favored by a field goal.
I have 2,750,000 riding on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. Actually, I think it's $275. I need the Chiefs to win, so I'm not going to pick against them. I've picked against the Bills for 18 straight weeks, and they've burned me. For 18 straight weeks, I'm going Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, they're too good. They get it done. Great season, Buffalo. It ends here.
High-scoring game. Can't wait to watch it. I mean, both of these games are going to be fantastic, but I'm with you. Got to ride with Mahomes, team that's been there before in the AFC title game for a third straight year. I think ultimately the Bills chase a little bit. Maybe Josh Allen makes one of those mistakes. He's had a fantastic season,
though. He's been incredible.
Mahomes. Kelce, Tyreek Hill. They're way too much.
I agree. Going Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Didn't know this. This might be the best bar name of the day. Bargenta and Argenta.
How about that?
Somebody's like, I don't know what to call it. I'm just going to call it Bargenta and Argenta. Thank you, Jim. Good one there. I don't know. 359-2255, by the way, if you want to weigh in. I don't know if that what I'm supposed to... Sometimes I got to watch it because I am Ron Burgundy. Quick break. When we come back, we'll get through some Big Ten basketball. It is The Drive.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Game Day Spirits year-end clearance sale is now live and full of great deals for Illini Nation. Shop in either of their stores and take an additional 20% off of existing clearance items, or visit them online at gamedayspirit.com/sale to save 30% on great pieces from brands like Nike, Columbia, Champion, and more. Game Day Spirit is located at the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, and is open online 24/7 at gamedayspirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Gold Jr. Catch Lonte and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
We got a winner in Iowa City. What was the final?
Illinois, in four sets, defeats the Hawkeyes.
Get used to that, Iowa. It's going to happen again next Friday. Do you want to read your text from your brother and your friend?
I cannot do that.
Essentially, on those texts, they were saying...
You guys don't know shit.
That's, yeah. I think, what they were saying.
Uh-huh.
I believe. 217, Lon, you need some Pies by Inge in Monticello. Never had it. Tim in Farmer City, Three Ravens, Monticello. I've had it. Keep them coming. We're almost out of time. 359-2255. If you want to get a shout-out to a restaurant or bar in our area, they get a free shout-out today because we're trying to fight through this pandemic, and I'm all with them trying to fight through here and get this done. All right, Hansi. I need to turn your mic on so we can finish up. Who you got?
Check, check, check.
You're on.
We got Big Ten basketball, number 7, Michigan at Purdue.
Hans would be the worst concert mic checker ever. You know, because usually you get the guy that's like, check, check. And he's like really like, poof, and he's like really loud. And then Hans would get up there before a Scorpions concert and he'd be like, check, check, check.
Yep, we're good.
Yeah. And then Sebastian Bach would come out with Skid Row and be like, and just shatter everything.
Yeah. I check. Never get why people say check, one, two, three.
I don't either. There must be something to the to the word that maybe, I don't know, I'd have to ask an engineer that. We'll ask Scott that sometime. All right, go ahead.
So we got number 7, Michigan at Purdue. Michigan's favored by 4.5 points, over under 139.
Purdue just keeps things close. They always battle. Not tonight. I got Michigan winning this game, and I've got them covering. Is that dumb?
No, it's not dumb. I don't know. I'm all thrown off. I don't know anything. I was on Rutgers. They get beat by Penn State. I thought there was no way Indiana would beat Iowa. They beat them by double digits.
Hammered them.
Let's keep the upset train going, okay. Particularly for the Big Ten title chase.
Ooh.
If Michigan loses tonight, both them, Iowa, and Wisconsin will have 2 losses.
Ooh.
Illinois just behind with 3.
I like where you're going here. I'm going to switch to Purdue.
Purdue gets it done at home.
I'm going to tease this one down.
Last I saw, 5.5. We go up to 10.
Is that the only Big Ten game here tonight? These others aren't tonight, are they?
Tonight.
Yeah. Okay, tonight.
Next up, Maryland at number 17, Minnesota. Maryland's 2-6 in the Big Ten. Minnesota's 4-4. And Minnesota's favored by 6 points, over-under 145.
Hans, can you tell me where this game is being played?
Minnesota.
Yep, then done. Minnesota wins, take the points. They're incredible at home.
Minnesota's automatic at home.
Although Maryland is like the home buster.
Correct. Wins at Wisconsin, at Illinois. They went to Ann Arbor and lost by 24.
Give me Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota at home. Book it.
217 says Freeman's and Royal. I've been there. Niemerg's in Effingham. Great breakfast place. You got to go to the second Effingham exit. Get off there, and it's down by like a Legion or something. Niemerg's is really good. They do a lot of catering, too, down in Effingham. As you're getting to the cross.
Maryland could win if Liam Robbins doesn't get a touch to the final 8+ minutes.
Oh, did he not?
No, but a big man here in Champaign.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay, touche. I felt that burn. That was good. Hansi?
Finally, we have number 15, Ohio State, 11-4. At number 10, Wisconsin.
Ooh, tasty.
Wisconsin's favored by 4.5 points, over under 135.
I don't like Wisconsin. You guys know that. Not a fan, but I really don't like Ohio State right now. Give me Wisconsin, and I'll take the points in this one. The guy down south will go 1-for-8. And Wisconsin won't miss. Badgers win by 6. There you go.
I'm riding with the Badgers as well. Potter and Reavers more capable of getting out and contesting it against EJ. Then again, EJ only rains threes on Illinois, apparently. So I don't know if that's even an issue, but Wisconsin at home. Okay. I think Ohio State, they're not as good as they're ranked right now. I don't see them top five in the league.
Fair enough.
And just a little FYI, 2 games have been postponed. The Nebraska-Iowa game. Nebraska sucks, so.
Yeah.
And then the Illinois-Michigan State game.
Yeah. Hans, what would your prediction have been?
It would have been 70-62 Illinois.
Okay. That's all we need. We always have to finish with a Hans D. We could predict Iowa next Friday, but I think we'll be back on before then.
Yes.
So we won't do that. Hans, thank you.
Thank you.
You got to get him in quick. Paulie's Barbecue in Arthur. Good call, Russ. It's a good barbecue spot down in Amish land. Thank you to everyone that weighed in. Good luck to all these bars and restaurants. Wanted to do our. I hate when people do that, and I do it all the time. Wanted to do our part in getting out some pub for these restaurants and bars. Please, if you can, please visit some of these and give them your business. That would help them out a lot. All right, do we need to thank anybody?
Klaibs.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
You missed it. You have to.
Yeah.
Have to podcast it.
StevieJ.com, StevieJay.com. Hans, thank you. Pipes, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I want to leave it at this, and I never do this because it's counterproductive to talk politics on the air, but I do find it interesting that all of a sudden the state of Illinois is opening back up and sports is starting to play again. And they're starting to play in New York as well. Shame on you, Pritzker. That's what I say to you. If you waited for this, shame on you. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.